You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
About 2 weeks ago, a Kiwi recipient received a L'Oreal UNESCO for Women in Science Fellowship. Olivia Harrison from the University of Otago was awarded for her research surrounding how we perceive anxiety and mental health. I spoke to her about her research and how anxiety is perceived in New Zealand.
Tell me a bit about the L'Oreal UNESCO fellowship you received and your research surrounding anxiety.
Sure. So my research in anxiety really looks at the communication between the brain and the body. So when we become anxious, and if you think about the last time you were anxious or worried about something, lots of these symptoms end up in our body. So we think we maybe have a racing heart and sweaty palms, and we might breathe a bit faster. So my research looks at how those symptoms come about and how we perceive them and how that maybe influences even further anxiety. And the L'Oreal UNESCO for Women in Science Fellowship is a wonderful opportunity to buy really important equipment that we need so that we can then measure these changes in our body and these symptoms and then run our tasks that let us investigate this. So all of that money is going towards really important equipment that we need to run our experiments. Yeah, what's wonderful at the moment is that we're going through almost a big period of change where we're talking about mental health issues, which means people might become a bit more aware of that in themselves, which is wonderful. And it's that period of change. We're really trying to break down those barriers about talking about mental health, which is really important. And almost that first step is that awareness that some of the things you might be experiencing are really normal and a really normal part of being worried about something. And then trying to assess whether or not those worries that you're feeling are maybe out of proportion to what's happening. So it's really normal to have a worried response to, say, a worldwide pandemic. You know, it's really scary. So when is it that those worries become out of proportion and maybe start to become disabling and impede on your life? That's what we're sort of focused on.
What sort of situation do we see with anxiety in New Zealand? Obviously, mental health is such has been talked about quite often, especially over the course of the pandemic. So do you think that there needs to be maybe some more discussion when it comes to things like anxiety?
So definitely, like I said, we're all talking about it more, which is fantastic. And we are seeing an increase in mental health issues, also partly due to that awareness, but partly due to things like the current pandemic. And that's happening everywhere in the world, not just New Zealand. But we know that mental health issues such as anxiety and depression are a big deal in New Zealand. We can see that in all of our reports from Statistics New Zealand and things. And anxiety is one of the most prevalent mental health disorders. So it's something that we definitely need to be aware of and work towards trying to reduce. But that's something that is definitely worldwide on the rise at the moment, not unique to New Zealand.
Do you think that the way we approach anxiety now is effective, or does it need to be changed?
That's a really good question. So what we, you know, as a developing human race, we have this evolutionary process, right? And in the last 10, 20 years, we've seen this absolute explosion in things like technology. So we've had these huge leaps and bounds in that area. And with that comes a constant, you know, availability of social media, of the news, and we're being bombarded with a lot of bad news at the moment. So maybe those coping strategies that we've had in place before, or some of the treatments that have had in place before, there's a little bit of a lag with them catching up and becoming as up-to-date maybe as we want to. So that's sort of the period that I think we're in now. And yes, there are lots of different treatments available, and sometimes they need to be updated a little bit. But the biggest problem is really finding the treatment that works for the individual, and that's what we're understanding now, is that not all treatments will work for all different people, and finding the right one for each person currently is a bit of a process of trial and error. So what we want to do is try and narrow down that process a little bit so that people can be directed towards the treatments that are most likely to work for them a bit faster. And then also thinking about how we can improve those treatments and maybe bring them up to speed a little bit and maybe give some additional tools that will help with those treatments. So we have lots available, but it's just thinking about what works for each person and how we improve those to get the best outcomes.
What would your message be to those struggling with their anxiety right now? You know, it's been a long lockdown process. over the last 4 months. So yeah, what would be your message to those struggling a bit? And I guess what are some ways that they could help themselves or just benefit?
Yeah, you're right. It's been a really long and drawn out process, especially for everyone who's been up in Auckland doing these really hard yards with the lockdown. And I think my first piece of advice is to start talking to people about maybe what's happening in your life and what's happening in their life. Because talking about it takes it outside of our head and puts it into the real world. And that can be almost the first step in seeing whether or not what we're feeling is really normal and other people are feeling it too, or maybe what we're feeling is, yeah, that out of proportion and out of sync with what's going on. So that really first step is talking to people. And then maybe reaching out to some of the amazing resources that we do have as a first port of call. So the Mental Health Foundation of New Zealand, their website is an amazing place to find the resources that are local to you and that some groups that you can connect with and just find other people who are also feeling that same thing that you are, because one of the most debilitating things about mental health is when you feel like you're alone in this, and you're not alone in this. So really, yeah, talking to people would be the first step. And then the other one that I have, which is from an amazing physiotherapist in Auckland, Dr. Tanya Clifton-Smith, and her quote is, "If in doubt, breathe out." Because one of the first things we do when we get worried is we hold our breath. So in that first instance, when you can feel that worry start to creep in, that first thing that you can do is just breathe out slowly as a way of trying to center yourself and thinking, okay, where am I at the moment and what's the best next step? So that and talking to people.
That was Olivia Harrison from the University of Otago, and also the recipient for the L'Oreal UNESCO for Women in Science Fellowship.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.